Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
If garter snakes aren't the most widely recognized and distributed snake in North America, they're certainly near the top of the list. They can be found across the state in a variety of habitats where they feed on prey such as insects, earthworms, and frogs. Some of you may have noticed that the color seems to vary quite a bit. It might help to know that there are two species of garter snakes native to North Dakota, the common garter snake and the plains garter snake. The plains garter snake is probably the most frequently observed of the two species. Their color is brown to tan with three stripes. The middle stripe is often bright yellow to orange, with stripes on the sides perhaps having a bluish-green cast. The color between the middle stripe and the lateral stripes can vary from black to black and tan. The common garter snake is noticeably different and is also known as a red-sided garter snake. This species has one bright yellow stripe down the back, and as the red-sided name implies, also has alternating red and black spots along the sides. I'll leave it up to you as to whether it's black with red patches or red with black patches. At any rate, the red color is quite noticeable and is a key characteristic in distinguishing the two species. Both species are known to have a rather unusual habit of congregating by the hundreds to hibernate. These hibernacula are below the frost line and provide protection from predators and may be used for several years. No doubt some of you have heard about the Narcissus hibernacula north of Winnipeg, where as many as 50,000 red-sided garter snakes congregate to hibernate. It's generally considered to be the largest concentration of the species in the world. Upon emerging from hibernation, the mating season commences. Through communications by pheromones, a large mating ball, composed of a female and up to a couple dozen male suitors, may form. Once mating is over, the female leaves for a suitable place to eventually give birth to her young. Gestation will last 2 to 3 months before the female gives live birth in late summer to somewhere between 10 to 56 inch long young. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.